Hello, church family. Am I clear to all? No, we have no prayers here. So, all right. Thank you, Lord. Shabbat blessings, brothers and sisters, and to our children, and also to our welcome to our visitors and to everyone. Welcome to the Children's Study Hour. All right. So, if you have prayer requests, please type it in, then we will begin with prayer. We have prayers from Brother Damian. Prayers for everyone in the world. May we all learn more of these truths. Prayers that God will bless this Sabbath day. And from Sister Luna, prayers for all the people in the world. Prayers for healing as well. And we have unspoken from Sister Pam, Sister Denise, unspoken, Sister Mindy, many unspoken, Sister Ida, unspoken, as well as with Sister Zoom and Sister Jania, unspoken. Right? So, all right, unspoken from Sister Alvi and Sister Lisa, Sister Lisa and Sister Jana unspoken. So if you can, let's all kneel. Let's start in prayer. Let's kneel and bow your heart. Okay, another prayer here before we begin. Give me more strength from Sister Sue. Help me with more stamina and concentration to study God's Word. For blessing, for this church family, and for all those suffering. Okay, so let's pray. Blessed Father in heaven, our loving and almighty God, with grateful heart, we praise you for the freedom to worship you again in this holy Sabbath day. Your children have many unspoken. And we also have prayers for healing. Please touch them, Lord. Especially special mention for Brother Randy Robinson and all our family members who are ill and sick. We pray them, Lord, to you. And also pray for our beloved, our loved ones who still are in doubt. Please touch them, Lord, before it's too late for their souls. And we pray also for the enemy, as what Brother Gilbert wants to include, and everyone. And also you know our prayer requests, all the prayer requests in the prayer list of your children, Father. We ask them, Lord, that you will, and we thank you, we trust you for all the answer to every prayer that you will give us. And we also want to ask and pray for the Holy Spirit, Lord. Please breathe the Holy Spirit to us, that He will be the controlling power of our life, and that Your beauty will be seen in our thoughts, in words, and in actions. You are our best friend, our Father, our all in all. And we pray for the strength. For another strength, Lord, this coming week. Because we want to be like Enoch, to have a straight walk with you. And I pray too that you will bridle my tongue and all that will speak for you this holy Sabbath day. As we hear another showbread that you have prepared for us for our spiritual strength. And we thank you, Father. Our words cannot utter how grateful we are, because you are our God and you are our supplier and giving us all the provisions that we need. Thank you, Father. And we ask also, lastly, for the forgiveness of our sins, that we may be clear in your sight. And thank you so much, Father, for hearing and answering our prayer. We pray this in the name of our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay. So today is the last Sabbath of the month of October. Few more months and we will go to another year, another chapter of our life. So if you have any praises and testimonies, please, you may share them. Please put them in our chat and I will read it. So everyone will be inspired and be refreshed. Right, the wonderful experiences that we all have. Okay. Amen. All right. So, I will start with my praise. I encourage you to please put your praises. I love hearing praises. And thanksgiving for our Father and our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. So I praise God. You know, for every morning, He wakes me up every day with a borrowed breath of life. So also for the strength and the good health that He provides me and my family every day. And I always marveled at His goodness towards us all. We have so many wonderful experiences. So I marvel because of His goodness and His great loving, great love towards us. And even small things, He fulfills even, you know, the tiniest desire and little things that we have in our hearts. So I want to share one experience. Last week, or that was last, not last week, or maybe few days ago, I visited a thrift store, which a place that I often love to visit due to its affordability. So, because the kids' plastic dresser had already broken, so it prompted me to search for a durable dresser. And as we drove to this store, and then we went down, I whispered a little prayer. So, Lord, please help me find a good quality and that would fit my budget. You know, I wanted what I wanted and needed at a good price. So we went in, me and my husband, we go from section to section. And as I ventured to another section, I discovered a good quality product that was not only affordable, but also offered an additional 20. On top of its price, it offers additional 25% off. So I praise the Lord for that. Because of that, 25% off, I was able to purchase another item that I hadn't planned to buy. So I give thanks to our loving Father for providing us with the needs. You know, even little prayers, tiny things, He will answer it. So, praise the Lord, for I was able to buy inexpensive items, and most especially, it is within the budget. So, truly, God hears our prayers and giveth even the desires of our hearts. So, amen, and amen for that. So, we have here now posted praises from Sister Pam. I want to praise the Lord for helping me with my studies and opening things to my understanding. Amen, Sister Pam. And from Jania, praise the Lord for the guidance and comfort this week. Amen to that, Sister Jania. And from Sister Mindy, praise the Lord for this beautiful, sunny, and cool Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for my beloved church family, the truth He has blessed us with, and His many, many blessings and His wonderful love. Thank you, Sister Mindy, for sharing your praise. And I want to read Sister Barbara's praise. I would like to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it, all the answered prayers, and how He also blesses and protects us. Amen and praise the Lord. Sister Barbara. Now from Sister Lisa. She said, for loving me. She said, she praised the Lord for loving her and putting love in me to share forgiveness and the ability to forgive, health and salvation. So, yes, praise the Lord, Sister Lisa. And from Sister Sue, I praise the Lord for opportunity to give a GC book to a friend who is now reading it. Oh, wow, Sister Zoom. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for allowing me good health, for God's blessing, for His provision for us all, for more understanding of God's Word, for the desire to know the Lord's truth, help to resist sin and gifts via thrift shop. Amen. Thank you, Sister Sue, for your praise. Now from Sister Ashley. Praise the Lord, she said, for helping me find resources to get my garden up and running to be able to keep it organic. Wow. That is inspiring. I also want that too, Sister Ashley. Thank you for sharing your praise. From Sister Ida, praise the Lord that my foot is feeling much better. The answer to prayer and for all our blessings that God does for us every day and the things He provides us. Praise the Lord, Sister Ida, for healing your feet. And now from Sister Hannah, I would like to praise the Lord for this restful Sabbath day. Many answered prayer, yes indeed, to God be the glory. God's loving and kind correction, discipline, forgiveness, mercy, and grace. How He moved upon the hearts of my clients to be so giving, providing us with our needs at affordable price. And the Bible and Sister White's writing. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Sister Hannah. Yes, that is so true. Praise the Lord. Avi, praise the Lord for the dentist removing my last baby tooth. And they all are now permanent. Amen, Sister Avi. And another from Sister Hannah, my brother and sister in Christ, and so many other blessings He gives us each and every day. Amen. His Sabbath is beautiful. Brother Gabriel, praise the Lord for the cool weather recently and for keeping everyone safe when traveling at home and home at home. Praise the Lord for helping me and everyone with our school. Thank you, Sister Brother Gabriel. Damian says, praise the Lord for His love for us, for all He has done for us, our church family, and always keeping us safe on the road. Thank you, Lord, for the angels. Thank you, Damian. Truly, God will give you His angels. And from Brother Gilbert, I thank the Lord for His many, many mercies, His salvation, His graces, His making things known to me over the years, His help in many ways, and to many other things. The Lord is always very good. Yeah, I agree with you, Brother Gilbert. Amen. Amen and amen. And also another prayer from Sister Hannah for healing my stomach pain through prayers and natural remedies. Amen. Sister Mary, I want to praise the Lord for His mercy, long-suffering, for His protection, correction, and perfect peace that He can only give, for the cooler weather, for all the amazing witnessing opportunities He has given me. Amen, Sister Mary, for everything He does for us daily that we don't even know. Praise His mighty name. Amen. Thank you for sharing all your praises. To God be the glory again. All right, let's keep going. And now we are going to our study today. The title is, we are in the book of Sketches for the Life of Paul. We're studying the life of Paul, and we are in pages 16 and 19. The title is The Death of Stephen. All right, let's read. As Stephen stood face to face with his judges to answer the crime of blasphemy, a holy radiance shone upon his countenance, and all that sat in the council looking steadfastly at him. So his face as it had been the face of an angel. Many who beheld the lighted countenance of Stephen trembled and veiled their faces, but stubborn unbelief and prejudice never faltered. When asked if the accusation against him were true, Stephen answered in a loud, thrilling voice that echoed across the council chamber. He proceeded to rehearse the history of the chosen people of God in words that held the assembly spellbound. He showed a thorough knowledge of the Jewish economy and the spiritual interpretation of it now made manifest through Christ. He made plain his own loyalty to God and to the Jewish faith, while he showed that the law in which they trusted for salvation had not been able to preserve Israel from idolatry. He connected Jesus Christ with all the Jewish history. He referred to the building of the temple of by Solomon and to the words of both Solomon and Isaiah, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Isaiah 66:1. What house will ye build, saith the Lord? Or what is the place for my rest? Had not my hands made all these things? The place of God's highest worship was in heaven. When he connected Jesus Christ to prophecies and spoke of the temple as he did, the priest, affecting to be horror-stricken, rent their clothes, the robes. When Stephen had reached this point, there was a chaos among the people. He perceived the resistance that met his words, which were spoken at the dictation of the Holy Ghost. He knew that he was giving his last testimony. This act was to Stephen a signal that his voice would soon be silent forever. Turning upon the furious judges, he said, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did. So do ye, which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it." The priest and rulers were filled with anger like wild beasts. They rushed upon Stephen, gnashing their teeth. But he was not intimidated. He had expected this. His face was calm and shone with an angelic light. The scene about him faded from his vision. The gates of heaven were ajar, and Stephen, looking in, saw the glory of the courts of God and Christ as if just risen from his throne and standing ready to sustain his servant, who was about to suffer martyrdom for his name. When Stephen proclaimed the glorious sin open before him, it was more than his persecutors could endure. They all turned away their ears so they wouldn't hear him speak, and uttering loud cries, ran furiously upon him with one accord. "Stone him!" Stephen, calling upon God, saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he nailed and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. The witnesses who had accused him were required to cast the first stones. These persons laid their clothes at the feet of Saul, who had taken an active part in the disputation and had consented to the prisoner's death. The witnesses who had accused Stephen and cast stone lay down their crooks at the feet of Saul. The martyrdom of Stephen made a deep impression upon all who witnessed it. It was a sore trial to the church, but resulted in the conversion of Saul. The faith, constancy, and glorification of the martyr could not be erased from his memory. The signet of God upon his face, his words that reached to the very soul of those who heard them, remained in the memory of the beholder and testified to the truth of that which he had proclaimed. Beautiful story of the martyr, Stephen the martyr. So with that, I will end, and before we go to our question and answer, we will be hearing a special song to be played by Brother Dwayne. Accused of by the judges. Is it A, murder, B, kidnapping, C, blasphemy? All right. I see answers in. All right. The correct answer is letter C, blasphemy. Very good. Yes, they charge him of blasphemy. Very good, everyone. Question number two. What did the council see in Stephen when he sat in front of them? A, his face as if it had been the face of an angel. B, terrified. Or C, they observed the outrage of his countenance. A, B, or C? What did the consul see on Stephen's face? And yes, very good again. The correct answer is A. His face, as if it had been the face of an angel. His face looked like an angel. It lightened. All right, and was bright. Okay, question number three. Very good, everyone. Good job. Three. What did Stephen say when asked about the accuracy of the charges against him? Is it A, he echoed that Israel will always be the chosen people? B, he made plain to them to strictly observe Moses' law only? Or C, he showed that the law in which they trusted for salvation had not been able to preserve Israel from idolatry? So what did Stephen answer them? And you are again correct. Letter C. The correct answer is letter C. He showed that the law in which they trusted for their salvation was not able to preserve them from what? What commandment is that? Idolatry. First commandment and second commandment. All right. The correct answer is letter C. Good job. Number four. Thus said the Lord, this is filling the blanks. Thus said the Lord, the blank is my throne and blank is my footstool. Where is the house that he built unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Is it A, kingdom, soil, B, heaven, earth, or C, earth, golden floor? A, B, or C? All right, yes, the correct answer is B. Thus said the Lord, the heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Very good. The correct answer is letter B, 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 according to Jade. All right, very good, everyone. Yes, you are all correct. Number five. What action did the priest take when Stephen mentioned the temple and made a connection between Jesus and the prophecies? A, they all clapped their hands. B, they laughed and mocked him. C, no reaction. Or D, they looked horrified and they rent their robes. A, B, C, D. Okay, the correct answer is letter D. They look horrified. Looking horrified, they rent their robes. Very good. You're good. You are all good. Yes. Good job. Number six. We're moving fast. Number six. Who gave Stephen the courage to tell the truth before the council? A, Holy Spirit. B, Moses. Or C, Elijah? Gave him courage. Let's see the answers that was put in. Okay, letter A is the correct answer. It was the Holy Spirit who gives courage for him to tell the truth. Good job again. Very good. You're all correct. Letter A. Number seven. Yes, number seven now. Stephen perceived the resistance that met his word, and there was chaos among the people. He knew that they don't want to accept his words. So there was chaos among the people in the council, right or wrong? Was there a chaos, right or wrong? Yes, it is right. Yeah, there was chaos among the people because they cannot resist the words of Stephen. Very good, that is correct. And for my question number eight, could you have everybody's doing great, praise the Lord. Number eight, the priests and rulers were filled with anger.
Like wild beasts, they rushed upon Peter and gnashing their teeth. But Stephen was intimidated and he ran. Stephen was intimidated and he ran away. Did he run away? Yes or no? No, he didn't run away. He was not even intimidated because he had expected these things. Good job. Good job, everyone. Praise the Lord. And number 9. How did they kill Stephen? How did they kill Stephen? Yes, they stoned him to death. Very good. Very good, everyone. Very good. Good job. Stoning him. Yes, they stoning him. Very good. And for my last question, yes, they killed Stephen by stoning him. Good job. Very good. Number 10. Blount was present and took a leading role against Stephen, convincing the people that Stephen was preaching delusive and dangerous doctrines. Who was he? Is it A, Herod, B, Saul, or C, Caiaphas? Caiaphas. Who was there? Yes, it is letter B. Saul was there, and he was the one who take the lead role to be what? Convincing the people that Stephen was wrong. Very good. So, praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for the study that we have, for all the lessons that we have learned today, and I praise the Lord because everyone was here to learn with me, and thank you for all for the participation. And now I will turn you over to Sister Mindy for our 10 commandments. God bless us all. Goodbye, everyone.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful study, Sister Neva. Praise the Lord. We are learning so much. All right. So now we're going to finish our study from last Sabbath. And Brother Joe, if you can please get us started. Might have a little bit of a lag going on. There we go. And the Lord said unto blank, where is Abel thy blank? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's blank? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of the brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. That's Genesis chapter 4, 9 through 10. Very good. And I'll read the blanks for later. Now the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Question number 13. Which commandment did Cain break? Okay, now we got to think about this, all right? Yes, question number 6, or commandment 6 is correct, and that was one that we used in a prior, when the verse was that he slayed his brother, okay? So that was that one. Now this one, What is he doing to God? What commandment is he breaking when he's talking to God? Think about that one, okay? Is he telling the truth to God? That he doesn't know where his brother is? Which commandment is he breaking? Very good. He's not telling the truth to God, is he? He knows exactly where his brother is and what he did to him. All right, next question. God told Cain, and now art thou blank from the blank, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blank from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be on the earth. Genesis 4:11 through 12. Fill in the blanks. All right, very good. God told Cain, and now art thou cursed, and from the earth which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. All right, question number 15. What did God do to Cain after breaking his commandment? It starts with a C. What did God do to Cain after breaking his commandment? Very good. He cursed him. Yes, he was cursed by God. Yes. All right. Question number 16. What did we learn from the story of Adam and Eve? Very good. To obey God. To obey, yes. And we know we learned to obey God, but also not to fall into temptation. Yes, very good. Also, if we don't obey God, like what happened to Adam and Eve? To obey God and not fall into temptation. Yes, to obey God or suffer the consequences of disobedience. Yes. Very good. We want to obey God. We don't, you know, he is going to correct us when we don't obey him, but that means he loves us when he corrects us, right? Sometimes we might not like the correction, but we deserve it. So if we don't obey God, all right? Praise the Lord. Is that the last question, I believe? For the girl? Were Adam and Eve punished for breaking God's commandments? Yes, they were. They were punished. Very good. Question number 18. Was Cain punished for breaking God's commandments? Yes, he was. Sister Zoom says they were cast from Eden and a number of other hardships placed upon them. Yes. Amen. All right, next question. Question number 19. God is our loving Heavenly Father, and He loves us so much that if we disobey Him, He will correct us just like our parents correct us when we do not obey them. This is how we learn to be obedient sons and daughters of God, true or false. Very good. The answer is true. This is how we learn to be obedient sons and daughters of God. Question number 20. My son, despise not the blank of the Lord, neither be weary of his blank. For when the Lord blank, he correcteth, even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. And that's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 through 12. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. All right, last question, question 21. My son, despise not the blank of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he blank, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without blank, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards, and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which blank us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? That's Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 9. And I will just read the words that go in the blanks. First one is chastening. The next one is chasteness. The next one is chastisement. And the last one is corrected. Very good. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. All right. So now we're going on to our Ten Commandments. So get your Bibles ready. We're going over Exodus chapter 20 in our Bibles. So let me know when you're all ready and we'll get started. Exodus chapter 20. Waiting for everybody to get ready. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an example of the commandment. An example of breaking the commandment. You got to tell me which commandment it is, which verse it is, and what is that commandment, okay? So it looks like everybody's ready. So let's get started. The first example, if you take something that doesn't belong to you, which commandment are you breaking? And I want the commandment, the verse, and what is that commandment? Very good. That is commandment number 8. It's found in verse 15, and it reads, "Thou shalt not steal." All right. Great job, everyone. All right, the next one. Here we go. If you love your pet more than God, which commandment are you breaking? And we know that anything can be a what? You love your pet more than God, which commandment are you breaking? Very good. That is commandment number one. It's found in verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. All right. Very good. All right. We're going on to the next one. If you do chores on Saturday before sundown, which commandment are you breaking? You do chores on Saturday before sundown, which commandment are you breaking? And this is going to be verses 4, and it reads, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that was in thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. That's Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. All right, on to the next one. If you are jealous of your friend's new bike, which commandment are you breaking? And jealous pretty much means that you wish it was yours, that you envy them for they having something really nice that you wish was yours. Very good. That is commandment number 10, and it's verse 17, and it reads, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Very good. Right, on to the next one. You guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. If someone is unfaithful to their spouse, which commandment are they breaking? If someone is unfaithful to their spouse, which commandment are they breaking? And what verse is it? What is that commandment? Very good. That is commandment number 7. It's found in verse 14. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Very good. All right, we're on to the next one. If your mom asks you to clean your room and you go outside to play instead, which commandment are you breaking? If your mom asks you to clean your room and you go outside to play instead, which commandment are you breaking? Very good. That is commandment number 5. And it's found in verse 12. And it says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That's the commandment with the promise if we obey it. That's how important that commandment is, because God gives us a promise that we'll have a long life. All right, next one. If you gossip to your friend about another person, which commandment are you breaking? If you gossip to your friend about another person, Very good. That is commandment number 9. That's verse 16. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And that includes gossiping. Gossiping is the same as bearing false witness. It's talking about somebody behind their back. All right. Very good. We're on to the next one. If someone bows down and worships a statue of Mary, which commandment are they breaking? Someone bows down and worships a statue of Mary, which unfortunately many Catholics do. Which commandment are you breaking? Very good. That is commandment number 2. That's found in verses 4 through 6. And it reads, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. All right. On to the next one. If someone uses the Lord's name in a wrong way, which commandment are they breaking? If someone uses the Lord's name in a wrong way, which commandment are they breaking? Very good. That is commandment number 3. And that's found in verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Very good. All right, we're on to the last one. If you hate someone so much that you wish them harm, which commandment are you breaking? If you hate someone so much that you wish them harm, which commandment are you breaking? Very good. That is commandment number 6, verse 13. Thou shalt not kill. We know if you hate somebody in your heart, that's the same as committing murder in your heart. All right. So now, I asked you all to memorize a commandment, and that is commandment number 9. If you can please type that commandment in the room, do your best to type it as close as you can to how that commandment is, that verse is in Exodus 20 is the one that we are going to be typing in the room. So go ahead and type commandment number 9 in the room. This is the one we were to memorize for this Sabbath. And if you can put the verse in there, that's extra credit. All right, you guys are doing great. Very good. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Verse 16. Praise the Lord. All right, so next Sabbath we're going to have commandment number 10, okay? That is the commandment we're going to be memorizing for next Sabbath. So make sure and study that commandment and memorize it. It's a little bit longer, so we're definitely going to need to study that one and memorize it, okay? All right, you guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. I love you all, and God bless. See you next Sabbath.